What's up, everyone? It's your boy, Seti J. You're checking into Life That Does Live. And, of course, it's another Monday, which every Monday we bring you what we call Hot After Dusk Mondays. And we got a pretty jam-packed show for y'all tonight. We got photographer Marcus Bucknarly will be in the building, who is the sole owner of RMC Media. He's going to be checking with me in about 15 minutes. And man, we got a lot to talk with him about, man. This dude is going hard in photography, graphic design, and videography. So cannot wait to chop it up with him. We also, you know, every Monday we always talk about the hot news and hot mess for the week. So yeah, we got a lot on our plate for today. But before we do that, you know how we kick off every show? We always let 2D bring us in, so remind you guys, you listen to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Seti J. All right, 2D, hit it.
Wishing in the bottle, this is Life After Dusk. Music with hot models. We got them. Life After Dusk, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. Must. You must tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Seti J is on.
Yeah. Man, it's about to be crazy, man. We got so much on today's show. I can't wait, man. Some crazy stories I can't wait to share with y'all. But as far as we go into some of the well-known or national news and hot mess, we're going to go into some of the stuff that I like to do every week, the hot mess moments that I see in my own two eyes. First off, I want to just take the time out to just continue to ask myself and just sit here, and probably some of you are predicting this too. Why the heck did people spend some of their hard-earned money and go out and how do you end up in a fight? How do you end up in a fight in spots, man? And, you know, a lot of people always push the notion that it only happens at 18 and up spots, but I've seen it happen everywhere, and it is a case of where it doesn't matter. If people want to fight, they're going to fight. Ignorance comes in all shapes and sizes and ages. It's people who just, you know, they can't handle it, man. It's one thing to be in disagreement, but to get in a freaking fist fight or dang near getting a fist fight, I saw both instances in the same night, by the way. It's just ridiculous. And no one should have to keep... People get tired of it. Like, you go somewhere, you're enjoying yourself, and people who get in fights, man, they ruin things. It ruins the spirit, and sometimes it's hard to bring that good spirit back because once one fight starts, it's like a freaking wildfire. Another freaking fight happens, and it's just ridiculous. I saw one fight where it was a gang of dudes that started convening and got in a fight with each other. That was crazy enough as it is. And there's nothing worse than to see a bunch of extra grown behind men, especially a well older than me, get in a fight. I mean, seriously. And the thing is, you know, some people might say, well, you know, the liquor. You know, I just don't want to hear that. Like, liquor makes you... I don't want to hear this stuff, man. Like, people premeditate a fighting spirit before they drink. So I'm not going for it. And thing is, it's usually, most of the time, it's usually some really, I'm going to say 95% of the time of fights that have happened in clubs or bars are always over something extra, extra petty. I don't necessarily know what the first fight was about. And it was just ridiculous. They kicked those guys. They had to kick. They was moving their way to kick those guys out. And they got them out. But then the next part is what drives me insane. A guy and a girl freaking Gaguirre getting a fight. Like, this is ridiculous. And the thing was, I'm watching, again, verbal disagreements are one thing. But goodness, man, you literally about to get physical with each other? That's just out of hand. And I saw, in the kind of just paint the picture here, the guy didn't approach her in a physical manner at first. I want to go ahead and go into that. But, you know, after a while, when you saw it was escalating, just keep it moving, man, and just ignore it. It takes two people, but when you keep egging them, he kept egging her on and egging her on, and she was getting mad. I don't know what it was about. Maybe, you know, they talked to each other before, so now they mad. And it was crazy because I'm like, okay, chick, I'm sure she's gonna just be chill or whatever. Nah, that wasn't the case, and that's why, you know. You don't want to know what helps you stay out of fights? Enjoying your goddamn self when you go out. Stop worrying about everybody else. Have a good time. Because when you have a good time and people feel that, yeah, some of you might hate and they got some plex with you, might still try to fight you. But if they keep seeing that they're not getting to you, then guess what? They're going to stop. But people don't get that. They want to give in so easily. Enjoy yourself. You paid your money. You brought drinks, all that stuff. Enjoy yourself. Goodness, people. Y'all are crazy. I don't be getting it. And I hate not go places where I see people that pay to get in skip lines just to go inside and fight in a spot. That is extra stupid. I just don't get it. Y'all have to kind of paint the picture for me to help me understand the ignorance and all that. But, yeah, so at one point in time, the girl, she takes her drink, and she launches her drink at the dude. And it just got crazy. It was from that point forward, it got crazy, and they weren't going to stop, and it was getting ready to just get ugly. And it slowly kicked them out, and then it slowly pretty much, you know, that was pretty much the last straw, you know, and the tribe was slowly closing itself down a little earlier than it planned on. So, it's ridiculous, man. People, learn how to control your liquor. Learn how to control your liquor. Your liquor should not have you feeling that type of way. It's a premeditated thought. The liquor is only going to enhance. Everyone says, make sure you tell the truth. No, not necessarily is that. It enhances the character flaw in yourself that you might not use. Though that you play, but not display full blown until liquor meets it. And that's what some people do. And it's ridiculous. Like, it's just not worth fighting people, man. Like, you got a problem with somebody, keep it moving. It's not that serious. It's really not that serious. All right. So, yeah, that's my opening thought for today in this week's Hot Mess. Yes, man. The moral of the story is, it's not worth fighting, folks, man. It's going to make you look stupid. People are going to look at you as, oh, they go to girls' fight. You know, it's ridiculous. Then you got this aura around you every time you go somewhere that people look at you thinking that you're a person that likes to get in fights. You don't want to trust me. You don't want to be that person. It's not a good look at all. So, people, get it together. Your life is just not worth it. It's not. It really isn't. All right. So We're going to go ahead and go to track with my girl, Red Shades. She was just at the Underground Music Awards this weekend. She was one of the five nominees for Best Female Rapper. She didn't win the award, but it was great to see her being a final nominee and seeing that our votes counted. So big ups to Red Shades. We're going to play this track, this throwback track of hers. You kind of, get you guys moving and just, congratulate her for just making that much success and making that kind of noise and getting that final three or five people to begin with. So, here you go. This is It Ain't Hard to Tell by Red Shades. We'll be back on Life in the Dust Live after this. Welcome back to Life That Does Live, everyone. That was Red Shades. It Ain't Hard to Tell. Freestyle. It was, she goes in, man. Red Shades is the reason why she continuously is getting so much love. And it's crazy. She's one of those artists that started, had the music playing here first and just continued to grow. And now she's doing projects with MC Light and just a whole lot of people, man. It's crazy. Big ups to Red Shades for making those kind of moves. And she's a videographer on top of that. So, and she makes some pretty dope videos. So, big ups to the artists that, if you are going to be a videographer, not making sure your stuff ain't crappy. And she definitely does not do that. Make crappy videos is not her thing. All right, before I bring my guests in, I have to pay the bills, and that's going ahead and showing love to Audible.com. Audible is offering our listeners a free audio book of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com, SETI J, that's CEDDYJ, and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/SETIJ. That's audibletrial.com/SETIJ and get started today. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome to the show a great man who is the brains behind RMC Media, which includes photography, graphic design, and videography. Welcome to the show, my boy Marcus Bucknarly. What's up?
What it do, Sadie J? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. I'm glad to have you, man, and always glad to interview great minds.
That's what's up. It's a pleasure.
So yes, man. Let everyone know who doesn't know is listening to the show for the first time with you on where you're from.
I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Like Sadie J said, photographer, videographer, graphic designer. I like doing flash. I don't know if we can cuss on here, but.
Oh, yeah, you can. You know, good.
Okay. I just like
That's
doing
why
flash.
It's a late night show. I get away with stuff.
Yeah. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Middletown, what it do? I like just working.
So can I add magician to your title? Because apparently that's what a lot of people think photographers need to be, magicians, when it comes to some of the people's work. And like, I can
well,
do
know,
stuff. I ain't no magician.
I can't work no wonders, but I can sure help you out. That's what I tell them. But it's not really like a complicated task, though. You know, the motto of my company is "Life is art. Let's paint your dream." So, you know, everybody that I work with, I like making them feel fly. I like making them feel good about themselves. So, if it means we got to do a little Photoshop, then you know, if then need be it. You know what I'm saying? So, it really ain't no complicated thing.
Yeah, the Photoshop doesn't bother me. It's the if you don't come with the right attitude to the shoot, it messes things up. And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
I can read it out of pictures. Some people don't peek that. I can tell you exactly what mood you're in by just looking at a picture.
Yeah, you know, that definitely alters a photo shoot. I like to play music, kind of soothes the atmosphere. That kind of works. So, you know, I mean, it just depends on the situations that happened prior to, you know, what was going on with the photo shoot, so I don't know.
Exactly. First off, man, like, how did you even get started in photography in the first place?
It really started off with my music. I got a record label. I work with a record label, PRU Records. Me and my homeboy QG started it. And, you know, we were both evolving as people in the music field, but we kept paying money out to, you know, get all the graphic design, so like all the CD artwork, all the photography done. And, you know, it was just a decision of growth, you know. So I ended up going to school. I got my degree in graphic design and print. After that, you know, photography kind of followed. So, you know, it just all kind of like trickled. You know, I did a lot of studying and just evolved.
Most definitely. Now, as an artist, how do you know? Now, and I'm gonna go to the graphic design spot for a second. Like, how do you know, and how did you get to the point of not making crappy designs? Because there's a lot of people out there. I mean, and that's why I don't really call everyone a graphic designer. There's people who make flyers and stuff, and there's graphic artists. Like, how do you make that transition?
I did a lot of studying. I like to shout out you know, a lot of good graphic designers in Milwaukee. Montaigne Freeman, Terrell Morgan, Montreal Kane. You know, I worked J.R. Grimo. Sorry, I couldn't forget Dog. But I worked with a lot of people, and you know, I did a lot of studying, and you know, I did a lot of work. I did a lot of reading, and you know, it just kind of all just followed. So, you know, everything is like a matter of growth. You know, with everything I do, I just try to grow in it. You know, even now I know that I'm not like the coldest photographer. I'm good, but I know that there's always something that I can do better. You know, and I'm just all about studying and just growing. So,
well,
I mean, it kind of...
You said a good point I want to build off of. You were saying that you're always growing. Like, what's your advice to the people out there, and that's in any part of the industry that, you know, because some people, they get that one move and they feel like, oh, I've arrived. I ain't got to work hard no more. Like, what's the advice you had to people in order to not get stagnant?
First and foremost, you got to have it in you. You can't just have it on you. Creativity is creativity. And, you know, but for people that do, be able to stay stagnant if you continue to study. I always look for dope photographers. I always look for dope models on Instagram, on Facebook. And, you know, I try to look at their pictures and I try to evaluate what I'm doing, what I've done, and where I'm going. So, like, always try to look for somebody better than you. I'm a real big track fan. And Michael Johnson, I don't know if everybody's familiar with him, but world-class 200 and 400-meter runner. But he said the best way for you to be first is if you always train as if you're second. And, you know, this man got world records. You know, he was a great athlete. So,
yes.
You know, I always just try to use that as far as, like, my life. You know, I always try to evaluate myself as if I'm second so that, you know, regardless of if I'm the best, regardless of if I'm the coldest, you know, I want to be the flyest.
That's what's up.
So that's my advice to everybody else. Just study, you know.
Y'all, I hope y'all taking notes because, yeah, that's – I peeped something y'all out there doing, man. Stop getting stagnant. It's because you did, you know, be humble. And that word, that phrase gets played out, but people still don't do it. So, you know, I had to still stress it to them. So making the transition of – you know, with your photography, I know a lot of people do this, and I hate this, especially when you're a black photographer or black anything in this industry, that they think you can only do one thing. And that being said, as far as, like, when you do glamour and more the artistic news and stuff like that, you know, how do you face that adversity of people trying to typecast you because you've been a black photographer, and that's the only thing you do, being eye candy, and that you can't transition other parts of the industry?
I've done a little bit of everything. You know, just this weekend, I just did a senior picture. So, you know, as far as, like, the criticism, I really don't even pay it attention. I just continue to do me. You know, people come to me for maternity shoots. I have a brand called Tape Mayhem where I make an outfit out of tape on models. I do sexy glamour. I do high fashion. You know, I've worked with different boutiques around Milwaukee. So, you know, I really just don't try to stick to one categorization. I just like to do a little bit of everything. So, like, as far as the criticism, if they say it, I ain't hearing it. I'm just still focusing on me.
Right. I mean, I hate it. Like, it's crazy because then, you know, people who aren't, like, you know, I would take this and they get so, they act like, oh, well, you got to shoot enough white people, so I guess I can shoot them because he only shoots. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, but black people go to white photographers all the time and no one says anything about that. No, that's just my two cents that I don't be getting.
Where I'm from, you know, like, our city is really diverse. So a lot of the models that I've been working with recently have been black models. Not saying that I won't work with any white models. I actually have a white model that is interested in working with me, which is like pretty much an honor. So, you know, hopefully we put out some good work. But I don't know. I haven't really had that criticism because I haven't really worked with anybody outside of black. So, as far as like them just saying like, you know, the different races or whatnot, it hasn't been. So.
Now I want to go deeper into Tate Mayhem because that's one of my favorite projects that you do, your series that you do. Man, I look forward to it. Like that's how I first came across your work. I saw #TateMayhem all over the place. Like who is this guy? Who is Tate Mayhem? kind of go deep because you kind of broke it down a little bit. Go a little deeper into the project because for those who don't know, man, like this project has spread all, not just in Milwaukee, it's all over. It's starting to make it all over the country now.
That's what's up. Tape Mayhem is basically tape art. I know I kind of addressed it, but I make an outfit out of tape. It's something that, you know, I just kind of developed, you know, and, you know, I was sitting with my cousin. And I was talking to her, and you know, I had ran across a picture that, you know, it was decent. Not to sound cocky or anything, but I just I felt like you know I could do it better. So I sat down with her, and she looked at me and she said, you know, if you don't do it, somebody else will. And you know, there's many other people that do it. Shout out to Mr. Tape, your girl. He's a dope photographer from Phoenix. It just evolved after that. So I called my first model. You know, she was with it. She's like, this is so futuristic. And after that, it just kind of grew. I started working with all the models, not all the models, but I started working with a lot of models and people that weren't models at that time in Milwaukee. And, you know, everybody, it just became a movement and it just kind of spread. So, you know, after that, I started throwing parties. Like Tate Mayhem parties, they were all theme based. I had fashion designers. I had my homeboy Otto Ott, he's a body painter, you know, come out. We did Tate, Bonnie Barrow, Asia. They did like the makeup, and Sandra D, Diamond Lindsay, they did like the hair for all the different events that I've had. And, you know, it just kind of grew from there. So I'm just happy that, you know, I'm able to spread my artwork further than just Milwaukee, because you know we have so much talent here in the city, but a lot of people they don't try to expand themselves. They just have that Milwaukee mentality. So you know, as far as like me just being able to have that opportunity to have my artwork being spread across the United States, like that's real dope. That's an honor.
Yeah, I mean, I say this all the time, like you just said about trying to expand, like it's a lot of great talent in Milwaukee. I mean, I look for the outside in, and every time I'm like, man, it's another one. Where they find them at? But, you know, like you said, some people get so stuck in Milwaukee instead of, okay, let me focus on being a global brand. Mm-hmm. Like that's me. That's like, I mean, that's like me before Worth. It's cool. I'm just not stuck on, because a lot of people, you know, it's cool, you know, the king of Fort Worth and all that. I'm not trying to be that. I'm trying to, you know, why be a king of one area when I could be trying to serve, when the land, the world is ours. I'm going to go up to the entire world. I don't want to be stuck in one geographic location. That's not me.
Right. Right.
Oh, now, you know, now going deeper into
that. Uh-huh. I actually had the opportunity to come out to Dallas and work with Khadijah Lee. That was real dope, and I also worked with a model, Blair Simone, out there. That was like a really good experience. I don't know if Khadijah know it, but that was like the first model that I've worked with outside of Milwaukee, physically. So
wow, okay,
you know,
I did
was,
not know
that.
That
was definitely a great experience. Yeah, that was definitely a great experience. And so I don't know, you know, it taught me more about venturing out, you know, because at first I was scared. You know, I ain't even gonna lie, like I didn't know what to expect when I went out there. So instead of just having that fear, I just overcame it, and you know, I just decided to go out. And so after that, I've been to Dallas, going down to Atlanta twice, you know, working at a couple of different events down there, you know, networking, working in Ohio, working in Chicago, and you know, life has been good, God has been good.
Yeah, you know what? You made a point there. I think you nailed it right in the head. I think a lot of times, some people, and I know this is some people are just scared. They're scared of the expansion. They're scared of, okay, when they, you know, if they go out and when things go right, they're afraid of what comes next. That's what it's all about. I think that's what scares some people and why they are stuck in the local mindset.
You know, I think that's common. You know, people don't want to walk into a situation where they're not certain of. You know, and so
yeah.
I don't know. It just, you know, a lot of people aren't just daring like that. You gotta have like a seller state of mind, because if you can't sell yourself, then who else gonna sell you?
Exactly. Bro, because I really want, you know, I think that you learn more. I think it helps you, and not just about expanding your brand, but I think it allows your mind to open, because sometimes you go different areas, your mind can allow yourself to focus and think on another level, and then when you go to your main spot, you know, you can bring that knowledge back to there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot, because I love doing that on this show, and people hate me for it, but that's what I do best. Who would you say top five? Yeah, you never see this coming. Top five models that you ever worked with. Who would you say? You don't have to be a particular order, but who would you say the top five and why?
Every experience is a great experience.
What's some of your favorites? We'll ask it that way.
Top five. So, I worked with this girl, this dope model, Praise Silhouette, Praise Goodman. We did like she had on like a marijuana outfit, and we did it in like a hookah store. That was like a really dope experience, because that was the first time, like, you know, somebody outside of our normal element, they allowed us to come to their establishment and work. So that's one. I did a gypsy shoot with Bonnie Barrow, Christina Ripple. I can't remember the other model's name. Seyshat Tut and Nikki No Love. Hey, got it. We did a gypsy shoot that was at a hookah lounge, and it was all like, that was titled Pass Me the Hookah. That was like a conceptual piece, you know. That's when Young Thug came out with the song, so we wanted to just come do the real gypsy shoot. That was dope. So that's two. Working with Tasia Red. There was one shoot where her hair looked a mess, and her clothes, like, she just didn't really, like, she just was like, I just want to do this. And I was like, this is not going to work. And she was just like, watch. And we shot, and it turned out to be probably one of my favorite pictures. Working with Jay Marie, I did a lot of photo shoots with her. I also did a lot of video shoots with her. I did a video shoot with her and Pizzle. It was an interview. I did a video interview with her and Young Major. That was dope. And then I also did like her front. I did the photography for her front cover. That was a dope experience. Jay Marie Magazine. What else? That's four and five. I'm kind of stuck.
All of them.
Yeah, like
there
I'm
you go.
Thinking.
That'll save you right there on the fifth one.
I got one. I got one. My fam Treece, she got a little baby, and I did her Christmas shoot, and that turned out to be a really dope little kid shoot. She gave like just these looks that was kind of like, you know, it was just capturing the moment. So that was like one of my favorite shoots as well.
You know what? I gotta give you a hand because you didn't scurry your way from it. You answered the question. We like that, man. It's no hate. Don't put that disclaimer out there. There's no hate to anybody. But let's be real. Everyone got their five of anything that, oh man, if I had to pick a top five on my list, doesn't mean that everything else ain't great, because I could have a top five artist list too, but I still gonna listen to 10 others or 100 others after that. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Had to cover you up right there.
But just for the record though, if I had six, all my Tay Mayhems, they equal. So just letting y'all know, all my Tay Mayhems, y'all equal.
Somebody put me on the spot and said, "What's my top five?" I'd be in trouble. Because I like you said, I get stuck.
You just
gotta
show everybody love.
I can't pick just one. Because every design, because it's like you never do the same design. So that's a big thing about it. Like you do a completely different design every time.
It just all goes along with the woman's contour, you know. Female body is beautiful. It has all different shapes. And, you know, I don't just single out, like, skinny ladies. I also have BBWs. You know, I also got thick girls it just depends on, I guess it just makes everyone feel good, you know. And I just try to do fly shit.
I will put myself on the spot. I tell you, my favorite people you have shot, Zari. That's one of my favorite people you shot, man. It's just so.
Which one?
Shooter,
we've done a lot of work together.
Zari.
Which one?
Do you really? You gonna have me pick which one?
Yeah, I'm gonna put you on the spot now, Sadie.
Oh man, really? Y'all see how this? See, this is what happened. We were going to show. They put me on the spot. No, I'm gonna tell you my favorite. No, my favorite one is the one that's it's an implied, it's black and white color, like kind of like a chromatic color to it.
All right, Tay Mayhem.
It's not Tay Mayhem. I'm about to hit like on it right now on Instagram. There you go. It's the one where you got Zari's name in red and the white on the model guy next to it. That's one of my favorite ones.
Oh, okay.
Ones.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that was a dumb shot.
Sometimes simple is, it brings, and the reason why I like, I pick the simplest thing because the simplest thing would draw me in sometimes to see, okay, let me go see what else he's doing. And that's when the adventure starts. Because then you're like, dang, then he did that, then he did that. So that's why I think that one's my favorite.
That's dope. Yeah, that was a dope little concept. You know, she just said that she wanted to do something different. So, you know, we just did something different.
Now, what's one of the things that you really, like, that you have your dream set on that you really want to do that would be like a dream shoot to execute?
Doing Tape Mayhem on Nicki Minaj. That's what I want to do. I want to do a Tape Mayhem on Nicki Minaj.
There you go, Nicki.
No, but,
you heard it. I'll be at home, but bro, I got to say something about that. You got to wait till she ain't talking to Meek Mill no more, because, you know, he'll put you in a tweet. That boy walk his butt gnarly, man. He didn't even shake my girl, man.
None of that. It'd be that way. But you know, I wouldn't be taking her. I'd just be, you know, working with her.
Right, man. Yeah, but you know, his tweets, man. This guy's post hilarious. It makes me ashamed to be from that area. I hate it. Oh, Lord. Now, as far as what you got coming up for the rest of the year, what can we expect from you coming up?
Well, you know, I plan on getting some placements in the Human Canvas magazine. I don't know, just always moving forward, always just trying to, like, you know, I like to have long-term goals. I want to throw another Tay Mayhem party. I'm not decided where I want to throw it, but I know I want to throw one. So, you know, I'm just coming up with the formula for it. You know, just always making my next shoot my best shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got some new works coming out with Tasia Red, JoJo LaFleur, Praise Silhouette, you know, Asia McMillan. You know, we're just getting ready to evolve. Bonnie Barrow, we're getting ready to evolve. And, you know, that's the only thing that I like is just growth. As long as I'm growing, like, you know, that's the only thing I really look forward to.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of JoJo. I was peeping the JoJo LaFleur ones earlier. I was hitting the like button on that earlier. You shot some bad shoots from BTS too. Goodness, I'm like, ridiculous.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I've worked with a lot of people. But BTS is dope. I also have a brand, Lavish Seduction. And you know, we out here just trying to get it.
That's what's up. Let everyone know where they can find all your work and how they can book you.
You can, first and foremost, my email, bookbucknarly@gmail.com. bookbucknarly@gmail.com. Y'all can look me up on Facebook. My name is Marcus Bucknarly. Y'all can look me up on Instagram, Bucknarly1080p. Hey, on IG. I'm not really into Twitter. You know, I got a YouTube page, RMC Gnarly Art. To look up some of the videos that I've done. Just got done shooting a music video for Day Dada. That was pretty dope. I'm not really liking Twitter, so I think I said that already, but, you know, that's basically where you can find me. bookbucknarly@gmail.com. Look up hashtag Tate Mayhem. Hashtag grind, gnarly grind. You'll find me.
I'm about to agree with you on that, on the Twitter thing. Mainly, I mean, I used to be in Twitter so hard, but it's too much bullshit and fake pages on Twitter now, so most of
right.
stuff I just it feeds from Instagram and Facebook for me. Like it's pretty much auto feeding, so I reply to people and follow folks. That's about as good as it gets, because like you said, it's just too crazy on there. It's fake, too many fake people. I saw this one. It's crazy, and I'm not gonna put this person's name on blast because that's free promotion. But I'm need you to quit following me. Dude, 10 times of unfollowing me and following me back is not going to get me to follow you. I'm going to keep looking and wonder why you're not doing that.
Somebody like, trying to be nosy, that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like my page out on private. So what are you doing that for? Like, just be nosy about pressing the follow button. I'm not following you back just for doing that so many times. Well, then you got to get that off my chest. Well, bro, I appreciate you for coming through. I can't wait to see some of the projects you got coming up with Human Canvas magazine. On the look, I'm definitely looking forward to that because you do everything that's in the element of what Human Canvas is created for: tape, body paint, tattoo models. That's everything that embodies the magazine. So it's perfect.
Hey, I gotta give my homeboy Supreme Court Tattoo. That's his name on Instagram. I gotta give him a shout out too. You know what I'm saying? Like he's been a big motivational force as well, as far as, you know, just getting me on the road and making sure that, you know, everything is straight. So I just gotta give a shout out to Dog too.
All right. Well y'all check him out. Go stalk him as we said in the show. And shoot, man, we're gonna go ahead and go to some more music. We come back, we're going to get into the hot mess and hot news of the week. It's some crazy that's getting ready to come up. A burglar being found hidden in a clothes dryer. That's one of the things that's getting ready to talk about. But yeah, I know. People are stupid. All right, this track coming up next is from boy AV. Boy AV, Burglar. Male rapper of the year at the Underground Music. That's a big up to him. We're going to show him some love. We're going to play What You Smoking right here on Life That Does Live.
Smoke. Smoke, yeah, just smoke, yeah, just smoke, smoke, yeah, yeah. Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems, sell weed again if I got it. In the streets playing dodgeball, we don't catch cases, we just dodge them. Billy Garcia, switch the sweet, fuck the law, smoke weed, change the law, legalize weed. Ain't nothing wrong with abusing leads. Thought a box of swishes, how much can you smoke? All we do is hustle, tired of being broke. Fuck you for an hour, really happy so. I was probably drunk as hell or rolling off that mo. LL, why you acting like you ain't high too? This weed hitting like Ryu, Jane Redhead like Pyru. Big booze and C5 too, she right here and she high too. Roll the paper plane in the blood too, 10 on the stack, 5 on the brew. Wow.
Calm me down. Come back. Swiss sweets, Garcia in Vegas. Phillies. Don't come back. Cigarellos. Big blunts. Calm it down. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child.
What you smoke? LG. What you smoke? Blueberry. What you smoke? Cali Kush. What you smoke? Melody. What you smoke? Purple weed. What you smoke? Swiss and sweet. What you smoke? Paper plane. What you smoke? Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This laughing hard. This feels amazing. Vaporizers and bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes of swishes. How much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle, tired of being broke. Bitches, harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an apron, probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the buffet, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again, and when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, you already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J, that West Coast pop. Smoking good, feeling good, looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that shit. Roll up.
Bombo. All right, welcome back to Life That Does Live. We're in the last 10 minutes of the show, so I'm about to start getting in rapid fire. It's rapid, crazy, hot mess stories for the week. I'm what I was talking about right before the break. And again, I want to thank my special guest today, boy, Marcus Bucknarly. The man is making moves, and it's always great when you get an interview where people aren't just, you know, you guys shake them up so much because they don't want to answer questions. Feels great. Feels great when you get those great news. Big ups to that. First story. A burglary suspect was found hiding in a clothes dryer. Star County Sheriff's deputies found a burglary suspect in an unusual hiding spot on this past Thursday, which happened to be a clothes dryer. The deputies were searching for a 31-year-old James Crossan as a suspect in a robbery that occurred on Dolphin Street Southwest around Noon Thursday. And yeah, apparently that's what ultimately led to a lot of this craziness. So yeah, people, I, a lot of times, yeah, I listen to a lot of these stories from Clumsy Crooks, by the way, shout out to clumsycrooks.com. Yeah, you're going to hear some stupid people. Like, they did the stupidest stuff. Like, stupid. Like, what? I mean, it's ridiculous. This is actually the second story involving laundry of some type of sort that led to a person getting arrested. It's ridiculous. All right, next one. Someone had a come claim 50 pounds of pot shipped to the wrong address. Police in a New Jersey town are asking a person who was expecting 50 pounds of marijuana in the mail to come claim their package. The homeowner called police because it was addressed to someone who did not live at the residence. And let's go be nosy and find out a little bit more of what happened. And big ups to Yahoo for breaking it down even more. So here we go. Yeah, love it. All right, so police say, it does have to be in Hazlitt, by the way. The pot was delivered to our home in Hazlitt when the police called, the homeowner called the police as it was addressed to someone who did not live at the residence. Police say they were trying to figure out how to find the person when they opened the packages and discovered marijuana in sealed bags. Police say the person is more than welcome to come to police headquarters to claim them. In the meantime, officers are trying to find the shipper and intended recipient. Oh, that's going to get real. Feel sorry for you, buddy. You should have thought, you need to think, make sure, man, you do stuff like that, double check who you sending it to. It's ridiculous. Shame, shame, shame. Good pot going to waste. Next story, shoplifter goes through checkout with, wait for it, 32 stolen iPhones. Police are looking for a shoplifter who brazenly stole dozens of iPhones from a Walmart. Okay, let's just sit back for, we're going any further. Walmart. Anytime you hear a story, you're on here, and it has something to do with Walmart. Oh, it's like typical story. Walmart is the home of hot mess. This is ridiculous. And this is a Walmart in Gloucester County. And this is, again, freaking New Jersey. What the heck is going on? Investigators say it was on October 1st when the man entered the store on Black Horse Pike in Williamstown, New Jersey, and retrieved a rolling suitcase from the luggage department. Okay, that was stupid move number one. Okay, you got luggage. This is go ahead and start with that. You got luggage. What did you do next, idiot? And guess what? The story, and they're giving a little more digging in the story on Action 6 News. I should have known. Let me paint this. Before I go any further into this story, when you were in New Jersey, oh, my God, this is one of my favorite, and this might sound lame to some people, but oh, well. When I'm in New Jersey, one of my favorite pastimes is to watch Action 6 News and play the game called How Many People Stole Something Today? That's the game I play when I watch Action 6 News up there, because most of the stories are always somebody stealing something. You're like, goodness, someone got killed, someone stole something, someone got killed. And yeah, some people might think, yeah, that happens everywhere, but no, man, I'm telling you, it is crazy to hear. It's always happening. Going deeper into that. So, this guy's stupid. He then broke into the cell phone cabinet and dumped 32 iPhones into the luggage and proceeded to self-checkout where he paid for only the luggage. Okay. Aubrey sounds even more stupid. Let's dig a little more. A suspected shoplifter was caught on camera as he made it through a New Jersey Walmart checkout with 32 stolen iPhones. He then fled in an SUV southbound on E Malaga Road. On East Malaga Road. on police release surveillance video of the suspect Tuesday night to help assist in identifying him. He was wearing a black hat with white graphics, black hooded sweatshirt with white graphics, jeans, black sneakers with white trim, and unfortunately, here we go. Nothing drives me nuts. And I watch Act 6 News. It was a black male who has a beard, distinct facial hair, along with a dog tag style silver chain. Okay. Let's just sit back for a second. Sir, you do realize, I mean, why would you try to steal anything in Walmart when there are cameras out the wazoo in Walmart? They got things that beep, 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 beep every 5 minutes. Where, and then, yeah, I mean, you thought because you went through self-checkout that was going to save you? Sir, it's not going to save you. And I'm just wondering, here's my grand poobah question today. How the hell did you get out the store? Because they said police are looking for him. So he apparently got the store. I don't know how he did it. But, man, this dude is in Philly, in Jersey, selling iPhones somewhere. So it's going to be ridiculous. If I see my Jersey people, you know, all rocking new some bunch of iPhones, and it was from Walmart, I'm like, damn, you got it from old boy. All right, so, man, that brings us close to the show, man. We're getting ready to close it. Remind you guys, you can find all the shows. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/CedyJ. That's CedyJ. And also go to iTunes. Just type in Dust Spot Radio Network on iTunes. Type in Dust Spot Radio Network in the TuneIn Radio app. Also in the Stitcher Radio app. You type it there. There's no way you should miss any of the shows because we always got you covered. All the podcasts go up whenever there's a new show. First, like this show, usually is on there with either within 15 minutes after the show or is at least on there by the morning following the show that was live. So there you go. All right, we roll on now, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy, Teddy J. Check out our social network for those people in the industry. That's dustspot.com. Go there. Also follow us on our social feeds, Instagram, which is with my name, Teddy J Dusk. Twitter, you got Teddy J Dusk Twitter. You got the Dust of Our Model Twitter. You got the Dustspot Twitter. And you got Human Chemist Mag Twitter. And of course, follow Human Chemist, like the Human Chemist Mag page, magazine page on Facebook, and also like the Dustspot.com fan page on Facebook as well. And you're covered. All right, roll on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Tune to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. See y'all on Wednesday. Peace.